Hello, and welcome to the New Hermetics audio program, The Power of Goals. The first necessary step to succeeding at anything, whether spiritually or in any other area of your life, is to set goals for what you want to accomplish. If you don't know where you're going, you're never going to get there. The only way to manifest anything is to know specifically what it is you'd like to manifest. By understanding what you want, you will be more able to take the actions necessary to accomplish your goals, and you'll be less likely to do things in opposition with your goals. It is for this reason that before you do any more of the programs of the New Hermetics, you must set some goals for yourself. Now, because the New Hermetics is a program to help you with all aspects of your life, the goals that you're going to set are going to be in all areas of your life, from the lofty heights of spirituality to other matters, such as your financial life and your other material affairs. By looking at all aspects of your life and deciding what you really want, you will be able to incorporate spiritual technologies into the accomplishment of everything in your life. You deserve happiness and fulfillment on every plane. Now, as you set your goals, please think about what you really want. Don't be afraid to set goals that seem impossible or out of reach at the moment. Nothing that you can conceive of is impossible to accomplish if you really want to make it happen. With the New Hermetics, you're going to be getting in touch with the source of all possibilities and gaining access to infinite power. So please come up with goals that will really make you happy and fulfilled. Make sure that your goals are so exciting that you will want to do everything in your power to make them happen. Dare to dream. The New Hermetics separates goals into five categories, corresponding with the four ancient elements and the fifth element of ether or spirit. These five categories can be separated roughly as follows. The first, ether, your spiritual goals, your life's work. Then fire, goals for your will, your personal power, desires, creativity, and sexuality. Water, emotional goals, feelings and relationships. Air, intellectual goals, and goals about your ability to communicate. And earth, financial goals, your physical appearance, your physical health. You can set whatever goals you'd like. Don't be afraid to be as creative and dramatic as you can dream of. But please make sure that your goals are things that you really do want. If you set goals that you don't care about, you won't be helping yourself at all. You can always change your goals whenever you want, so write down what's important to you right now at this moment. As you grow in all areas of your life, your goals will probably change and grow as well. You can review your goals often, so you'll constantly have the opportunity to change and improve them. Having goals is absolutely essential to accomplishing anything in your life. By really knowing what you want, you're going to be able to get so much more out of the New Hermetics than if you just begin practicing these programs without any direction. If you really take a few minutes to decide what you really want, I guarantee that the upcoming programs will help you achieve it. Now, before you open up your notebooks and begin to work on your goals, I'd like to take you into an altered state of consciousness where you will begin to think and create your goals deep inside yourself. Because this program contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to it while in a moving automobile, or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time while you're listening to this tape, a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now please find a quiet place where you'll be able to sit or lie down in a comfortable position for the next half hour. Now that you're in a totally comfortable and relaxing place, I want you to just begin relaxing, making sure your head is comfortable and supported, and just allow your eyes to close. Let yourself adjust into the perfect position just for you. Now that you're in a relaxing position that you can maintain, I'd like you to take a deep breath in with me. And let it out, relaxing. And take a deep breath in. And let it out. And in. To become more and more relaxed with every breath that you take. And as you continue to breathe, you can feel your torso rising and falling with each breath. And you can begin to feel the soothing beating of your heart. And you can feel your spine resting against the soft, yielding surface. And you can become more and more deeply relaxed. And I'd like you to turn your attention to your feet and allow a relaxing current of warm, soothing energy moving up into your feet and filling them with relaxation. And you can allow this warm, totally relaxing energy to move up into your calves, relaxing them, and into your thighs, and it can move into your buttocks, and you are feeling more and more totally relaxed, and you can move this relaxing sensation up into your abdomen, and up into your chest and shoulders, totally relaxing. Relaxing your spine. And this relaxing sensation can move down your arms, down, totally relaxing into your hands. And the soothing, relaxing energy can move up into your neck and your face, relaxing every muscle of your face. And up through the top of your head, and you are starting to feel totally relaxed now. And as you are beginning to feel quite relaxed, you can begin to imagine that there are roots, like the roots of a tree, extending from underneath you and reaching deep, deep down into the earth, connecting you with the energy of the earth. And they are moving deeper and deeper into the earth, and you're relaxing more and more. And they're moving deeper and deeper until they reach the very center of the earth, and you feel totally connected. Grounded and relaxed. And you can now imagine that cosmic energy is pouring down into you from above, filling your head and your chest and your stomach, all the way down your legs. Filling with energy from the cosmos, and you are feeling focused and relaxed. And now you can begin to imagine a door in front of you. It is the doorway to your inner temple. You may now open this door and step through into your inner temple. You can move to the center of the room. It is an empty room with colored walls. Yellow in the east before you. A red wall to your right in the south. A black wall to your left in the north, and a blue wall behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky, and directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. And I would like you to look up into this globe of pure white light and experience it. As you are experiencing the pure white light of your connection with cosmic consciousness, I would like you to think to yourself, what are your spiritual goals? What is your life's work? What is it that you specifically want? What are you going to do? What is it going to feel like when you have it? Is this really what you want? What is it going to be like when you have it? Now, I would like you to turn to your right and face the red wall of fire and get in touch with the experience of fire, your will, your power, as you are getting in touch with the element of fire, I'd like you to ask yourself, what are your desires? How will your creativity manifest? What are your goals for your sexuality and your will? What do you want, specifically? What are you going to do? What is it going to feel like? Is this really what you want? What will it be like when you have it? Turn to your right once again and face the blue wall of water. Begin to get in touch with the element of water. Getting in touch with your emotions, your feelings. As you are getting in touch with your feelings, begin to ask yourself what your goals are for your emotional life, your feelings, in your relationships with others. What specifically do you want? What are you going to do? What is it going to feel like? And you have it. Is this really what you want? What is it going to be like when you have it? Now, I would like you to turn around all the way and face the east, the yellow wall of air. And get in touch with your mind, your intellectual process, your desire to learn, to know, and to understand. As you are getting in touch with the element of air, I'd like you to ask yourself what your intellectual goals are, your educational goals, your goals about your ability to communicate with others. What do you really want? What are you going to do? What is it going to feel like when you have it? Is this really what you want? will it be like when you have it? And now, I would like you to turn to your left, toward the black wall of Earth. Get in touch with the element of Earth. Getting in touch with the physical. As you are getting in touch with the element of Earth, I would like you to begin to ask yourself what your financial goals are. What kind of things do you want in your life? How much money do you want? How do you want to look? How do you want to take care of yourself? You really want. What are you going to do? What is it going to feel like? Really what you want? What will it be like when you have it? Take a few moments and just let all of these thoughts and goals and dreams just wash over you and experience them in whatever way is most appropriate for you. You may experience reveries or fantasies or discover new goals that you didn't even realize that you had. Thank you. And now, turn to the blue wall of your temple and see the door that leads out of your inner temple. Open the door and step through it, returning to your normal body awareness as I count from 1 to 5. 1, getting in touch with your body. 2, feeling your breath. 3, getting in touch with the here and the now. 4, knowing your success with the new hermetics is assured. 5, fully awake, alert, and clear. Well, hopefully you've just gotten in touch with what some of your goals really are in life. And in a moment, I'd like you to go to your workbooks and complete the exercises on goal setting within your workbook. However, I just want to remind you that you can listen to this program as many times as you'd like and get more and more in touch with what your goals really are. And if at any time you find that your goals are changing or shifting, please feel free to change what it says in your notebook, in your workbook, so that it really matches with who you really want to be. Now, please go and open up your notebook and begin filling out your goals. This is the end of this program. Please fast forward this tape to properly cue up the next time.